The International Monetary Fund, IMF, has shared a draft of the economic policy memorandum with Pakistan. Efforts are underway to finalize a $7 billion agreement for Pakistan, while the IMF has now provided Pakistan with a draft memorandum outlining economic policies. According to sources, some relief measures are being considered for the construction and real estate sectors. However, it is yet to be decided whether these relief measures will be implemented immediately or included in the upcoming budget. It is worth noting that negotiations between Pakistan and the IMF concluded without a final agreement, and a staff-level agreement remains essential before the release of a $1 billion tranche. Meanwhile, the IMF has imposed strict conditions for financial discipline, Express News reported. Sources indicate that the Federal Board of Revenue, FBR, fell short of its tax collection target, prompting expenditure cuts and additional measures to achieve a primary surplus. The IMF has also proposed reducing electricity prices and maintaining the petroleum levy at 70 rupees per liter. Furthermore, the IMF has inquired how the government plans to address circular debt, as previous cross-subsidy models have failed in the past. In response, the government has presented a 6-year plan to eliminate circular debt in the energy sector. According to sources, if the IMF approves the draft, the Pakistani government is expected to receive financial relief. Earlier, the IMF mission returned to Washington without reaching a staff-level agreement with Pakistan for the release of over $1 billion loan tranche, but it said that significant progress was made during the talks towards striking a deal. A day after the end of the first review talks, the IMF issued a press statement that acknowledged strong implementation on the program, but it remained short of announcing the staff-level agreement, which is critical to maintaining economic stability in Pakistan.